You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to start sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels. So these books about angels and miracles are always popular with our readers, and we get some amazing stories for them. Ones that will wow you, even if you are not a particularly spiritual person. Here are some examples of the kinds of stories we have in this book. We have one from Joshua Mark, who can't explain why his wife's four favorite Bruce Springsteen songs played all in a row shortly after her death, even though he was listening to a completely different CD. And then there's a story from Hosanna, whose family was out of food but shared their last dinner with a homeless stranger anyway, and that stranger said he'd come by with some canned goods that he couldn't open, but instead he showed up the next day with bags and bags of the exact groceries that were on Hosanna's mother's grocery list. Those are just a couple of the 101 stories that we have of miraculous coincidences and divine intervention and answered prayers and faith, and most importantly, hope, because hope is something our readers tell us they can never get enough of. So today's stories from our Believe in Angels book are about advice, about getting momentous, life-altering advice from strangers. And the first story is by Blue Dolphin Crow, who tells us that she was in her last week of a six-month probationary period as a financial consultant trainee for a large insurance company. Now, she'd only made two small sales, which was way below the average, and she'd received a call the night before from her sales manager asking her to come in 2 hours early for a private meeting. So she was sure she was being fired, and that was unfortunate because this was a job that she'd taken as a way to support herself and her child after going through a divorce. So on the drive to what she thought was going to be her firing, she saw someone standing on the side of the highway, and she pulled onto the shoulder because it was pouring rain, and she wanted to see if she could help this person. She jumped out of her car. She offered the person a ride. The person shook hands with her, and then she realized this was a really strange person because she couldn't tell if it was a male or a female, and the person looked very dirty and wore mud-spattered overalls and was barefoot in this cold rain. So Blue Dolphin asked the person to get out of the rain and into her car, and then she noticed that the person smelled really, really bad, like dead, rotting animal bad. So she stepped back, and then this weird individual said something strange to her. "Remember, you're a good person. Say yes in your meeting this morning." And Blue Dolphin writes in her story, "I stood frozen in shock. My mind searched for a reason why this total stranger would know I had a meeting. I pointed to my car and said, 'Get in, please.' 'No,' the person said." And then Blue Dolphin turned away for one moment and turned back to insist the person get in the car. But the person was gone, just vanished into thin air. But she wasn't imagining it, because there was mud on her hand from shaking hands with that stranger. So then she went off to her meeting, and at the meeting, another strange thing happened. Instead of firing her, her boss offered her the opportunity to train for a new job in the company, one with higher pay, and he gave her a bonus check to help cover her childcare expenses because she was going to be doing this extra training for this new job, and it required her to be away for an entire month. Blue Dolphin says, "I recalled the words that mysterious stranger had said to me, "Say yes in your meeting this morning." I heard myself say, "Yes, of course." I was shocked because I had no idea how I'd work out the month away. Well, that started Blue Dolphin on a very fruitful career path. She says, "That odd conversation with a stranger in a deluge had changed my life. It took me a long time to understand that I'd met, shook hands, and spoken with an angel." And she says, without those words of advice from that really bad-smelling, very strange stranger, she would have turned down that 1 month of training, and her career would have ended that day.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So Catherine Kemp is another one of our contributors who relates a story of momentous, life-changing advice from a stranger. In her story, it happened to her friend Deborah, who had just had a baby she couldn't raise. She was supposed to put the baby up for adoption, but she was faltering in her resolve and she was in anguish over what to do. Catherine says, "I couldn't imagine Deborah's anguish. My heart was hurting for her. She truly wanted to keep the baby, but with no husband or job, it was unfair to her parents. Still, she struggled with the final decision, even though the new parents had been chosen months before. I offered my best loving and compassionate words, but somehow knew they were inadequate." Catherine spent some time with Deborah at the hospital the night after she had the baby, and then she went home, leaving Deborah there to figure out what to do. But when she went back in the morning to pick up Deborah and take her home, she found her friend was calm and smiling. Deborah said that a night nurse had come in and spent hours with her, helping her feel right about giving up the baby to the couple she had already chosen. Catherine says this, "Through this wonderful nurse named Annie, God told Deborah that he would watch over her little girl for all her life, and he would bless her with abundant love, talents, and beautiful things to enjoy. Nurse Annie also assured Deborah that the new parents would love the baby with all their heart and soul. They would give her a blessed life because this little one would make their lives perfect and complete, full of love and joy." Deborah had found peace, and she asked the day nurse how she could thank the night nurse Annie, who had helped her so much. And that's when the day nurse said they didn't have a nurse named Annie working there. She also said the night nurses have so many patients to see that they would not be able to stay more than a few moments, certainly not hours. Well, that did it for Catherine and Deborah. They were sure that an angel had come to ease Deborah's mind and help her make the right decision for her newborn daughter. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And if you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website. We're collecting stories now for 10 different topics, and everyone has a chance to be published by us. In fact, more than half the contributors to this new book had never been published by us before. And please come back for our next episode for a couple more stories from this book about love that doesn't die and some very surprising examples of that.